What's up, guys? Welcome to the Social Media Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Derek Vidal. You can find me on Instagram at Derek Vidal. On today's episode, we are talking about why Facebook ads got a lot easier in 2024. And there are two main reasons. And we'll be talking a lot about how to run Facebook ads for each individual type of business on my YouTube channel over the next month here. I've already come out with a decent amount of the videos, though, so Facebook ads for e-commerce is already out. Facebook ads for agencies. Next up is Facebook ads for coaches. We'll do Facebook ads for local businesses and maybe some more after that. That kind of encompasses most businesses right there, at least most of you who listen to this podcast. So make sure to check that out on my YouTube channel, which is linked in the description. But we'll get started today. So the first major reason why is because targeting is a lot easier. Targeting is where you put in the audiences that you want your ads to show to. And it used to be that you would have to test usually about 10 different interest groups before you found out which one was the winner. So if I was running ads to fellow entrepreneurs, I could say people interested in marketing, people interested in business, people interested in entrepreneurship, people who own a small business Facebook page, people who like Grant Cardone, people who like Russell Brunson, people who like Tony Robbins, people who like motivation content. And I could run to all of those different ones. And between all of those, then I would run a decent amount of ad spend to them all to finally figure out which one was getting the best results after a couple weeks, you know, a couple hundred dollars of ad spend, more like it. And then you would run the rest to that. And at this point, just leaving targeting blank is often what works the best. So this is why Facebook ads got a lot easier, is because testing out which audience to advertise to is not really something that is needed to do anymore. Instead, all you need to do is set your age, gender, and location, and then you don't put in any interests. And then what you do is, in the ad, is that you just write, "Hey entrepreneurs," or "Hey fitness lovers," or "Hey, you know, basketball players," whoever you're advertising to. All you're going to do in your ad is just say, "Hey blank," or "Attention blank," or "Looking for blank." And that will tell the algorithm to find you those people. So just in how you write your caption, and also what kind of products Facebook and Instagram already knows you sell, then that will be more factored into your targeting than anything else. And they have it so dialed in now. So really now just leaving the targeting open works better. So because of that, you don't really have to test out a bunch of different ad sets. I do still recommend doing a 3 ad set strategy, which I talk about on a YouTube video that came out 2 days ago. So make sure you check out my YouTube channel. It's completely different content. I do not publish my audio podcast on YouTube, and I don't publish my YouTube videos on the podcast. It is completely different stuff because these are tactical videos that go on my YouTube. This is me sharing my screen and showing you the actual buttons. So if any of this is confusing, be sure to go over there, because it's going to be a lot more obvious what I'm talking about when you can see, like, hey, here's like me actually clicking along and showing you like what open targeting looks like. But because we're not testing out all these different interests, it makes it so you can get right to just running ads to the proper people simply by writing your caption with the necessary information it would need. The second reason why is because the more people are marketed to, the more immune they become to traditional marketing strategies. So for instance, for selling digital education, the first person to ever come out with a free ebook probably broke the internet. Everyone was like, "This is insane, a free book, like this guy's crazy, I can't believe that, I've never gotten a free book in my entire life. And yeah, of course I'll get it, and of course I'll read the whole thing because that's incredible." And we kind of went through a phase of everyone not only downloading the free ebooks, but reading them because they were brand new. And it was like, this is tremendous. Like, this is such a big source of value. And then we kind of went into a phase, which we're still pretty much in, where maybe you can still get people to download the free ebook, but getting them to consume it is a whole other thing because they don't really value it because so many people have done so and they've downloaded so many over time. And they also know that the reason why you're giving a free ebook is so that you can potentially sell them something after, whether that be you going on a phone call or them emailing you about an offer. And they just know now, because they've been down this free ebook funnel enough times, that you are going to pitch them something. So they're just naturally not that receptive of it. And then what happened is people started doing like free 1 hour trainings. And this kind of broke the internet again. This is more like 2015 to 2018 that these were super popular. These 1 hour webinars, people say, hey, I'm going to show you how I built this business from scratch. I'm going to show you how I got into real estate flipping through this 1 hour training. And people would not only willingly sign up for it right away, but they would be so excited to watch the entire training and they would set aside everything that they're doing. Because what would happen is we went through a phase 2 at the beginning where they're like, this is a live webinar, and it wasn't live, right? So people would be sitting there thinking, oh wow, this is live, I can't exit out. And it would have all of these text around the video that would say, don't exit, like if you exit, you will not be able to get back to this live webinar. And then here's like a fake chat that's going on. Make sure you put in where you're from and say yes or no to this question. And like it would have all these just like fake comments, or it would be a pre-recorded live and they'd be running all the comments from that. So it would give you the impersonation that it was an actual live webinar, and people would stay on. So it worked extremely well. And because it seemed like a live webinar, when they got to the end and say, you have to buy this coaching program, it's normally $10,832. Right now you can get it for $997 as long as you buy without clicking out of the webpage here. You have a 15-minute countdown timer. And remember, this is live, and if you don't do it, you'll never see this price again. And people believed it. They're like, oh my God, like I have to buy right now. I got to run out to my car and get my credit card because I'm never going to see this webinar again. And then what happens is the next week they see that webinar and they're like, oh, hey, that guy's running another live webinar. So, hey, this looks like the exact same webinar. And then people just got used to what was actually happening. So marketing only works until the customers become aware of what is happening to them. And it's not that you still can't get sales, but the tricks, essentially, like these live webinars or, you know, the deal ends today, or even just like a free call, right? You guys know I do a free call. And I think if I was like one of the first people to ever say this, like you guys would be like, that's insane. But you also know that I do have something to sell you on this free call. So that's why a lot of you don't just jump at the opportunity to take me up on it. I am totally fine when people book the free call, get whatever advice I can give them, and then say, hey, this is not a good time for me to invest. So I do want to say that. But yeah, ultimately, you know that the free call, I still do have something to sell you. It is why you're not just jumping at this opportunity to get a free coaching call. Whereas, you know, back in the day, you guys would have thought like that is the most incredible thing I've ever heard. Of course, I will take you up on the free coaching call. So what does that mean for why Facebook ads are easier now? It's easier because you don't have to make a 1 hour webinar. You don't have to make a free ebook with a 15-step email sequence involved to get them closed on your program in the end. You don't even have to wait to tell people the price of your program until you get to the end of your free phone call, because at this point, people know what coaching costs and they know what everything costs, all right? Imagine if you were shopping to buy a home, and you're online and you're looking and the price wasn't on there. And it said, no, come in and tour the home and then we'll tell you the price after. It'd be pretty ridiculous, right? You're just like, I know it's a house. I know it's expensive. I don't want to waste my time if I can't afford it at all. So the reason why advertising is now easier is because you can run ads where you don't have to collect an email opt-in and then give them all this free information to make them trust you and then do a live webinar with the countdown timer and an email sequence, you can just spit it out, okay? We are in the phase where you can just spit it out. So for instance, I just ran ads for my wedding photography agency where all it said was, hey, wedding photographers, I'll get you 2 to 4 leads per week by running your Google ads for $397 a month or $197 a month. I tested some different price points, but basically you just say that. That's it. That's it. You don't have to do anything else. Not, hey guys, get my free guide on how to run Google ads and then I'll teach you some things and then you'll be like, wow, I trust this guy. And then I'll say, hey, by the way, if you want me to just do this for you instead, it's this much money. You don't have to do this, you know, roundabout marketing to get people to sign up for things. You just literally say the price. So I'm about to run ads and I'm really excited to do so. They'll be launching this week. And of course, I will be telling you guys the results soon to come. But basically what I'm going to run as an ad is, hey, I'm looking for X online coaches who want to learn how to run profitable Facebook ads themselves. I will work with you until they're if your ads are not profitable by the end of the program, I will work with you for free until they are. And then I'm going to just say the price, which is $14.97, at least what it is right now. I'm just going to say it's $14.97. I will teach you how to run profitable ads for your coaching business for $14.97. And if they're not profitable by the end of the program, I will work with you for free until they are. Because not anything else needs to be said. And even testimonials, people know that they're bullshit now. And they are bullshit, all right? Because one person's results has no reflection on how your results will go. Because if I am running like an e-commerce company or e-commerce coaching company, and I say, oh yeah, look at this company here, Apple, they did like $17 million in sales the first week I worked with them. Like it has nothing to do with the coaching because like it has more to do like with what they're selling and what that company, like where that company was when they came into the program. So it's almost more reputable. Like if I could launch an online business with someone who had just gotten started and then I got them their first $500 in sales, would be like more of a testament than if I got hired by Apple to help them out with marketing and they saw a 5% increase, which means that they sold like $17 million more dollars that week than they did the year before. Like that sounds like an awesome testimonial and people were looking for those for a long time. And I still think they are because you guys not being coaches, a lot of you, like you don't know that like testimonials are mostly bullshit. They can be valid. Like I won't say that they're like completely useless, but they're not necessary to just like close someone on why they should work with you. Like if you can just say, hey, I'm going to deliver you this result for this amount of money. And then you basically add two more things in there, urgency and then some kind of guarantee. And the guarantee is not necessary. The more testimonials you have, the less of a guarantee you have to have. But that's more what the testimonials are. However, if you don't have a ton of testimonials, then you can kind of just have a guarantee and then be good. So the urgency in that example ad I just told you is I'm looking for X amount of people, right? And this is a great format of advertising to use for a lot of you to get this result in this amount of time. And if you don't get that result, then I will work with you for free until you do. And it's this much money. And all of that is just in the image. Like this is not a fancy image. In fact, it is literally a black background with white text. And I've been doing this for multiple different companies. I just worked with a triathlete coach and we ran an ad that just said, hey, I'm looking for 5 women who are looking to run an Ironman this year. Like that's it. I'm looking for 5 women who need a coach to run an Ironman this year. That's it. Like we just spit it out. And the thing is this might cost more, like these clicks might cost more than if we ran an ad, like get my free resource or get my free guide, right? But the calls that get booked are all ready to buy. Like they already know the price. You're not disguising it, all right? You're just saying like, you need a coach for a who needs a triathlon coach? It's this much money. And they're like, I do. And I agree with that price. So I'll talk to you for a little bit and I'll probably buy. And then these calls, you're closing ratio is ridiculous. Now, this is not just for coaching. This is also for agency work, as I told you with the example for the wedding photographers. And it also can be for e-commerce and just saying the price. Okay, and this has been a lot more common in e-commerce where like the price is part of the ad, but just spitting it out, all right? Like in e-commerce, you can't get away with anything other than a great product anymore. So really advertising in 2024, the reason why it's easier to do now is all you got to do is have a great product and then tell people what it does. The hardest part is having a great product that is not saturated, that is not easy to buy for cheaper somewhere else, that is truly unique and is something that you can show people on Facebook and Instagram that they will want to buy the day they hear about it. That is probably the hardest qualification, is that last one. A product that people will see on Facebook and Instagram where a good percentage of those people will see the ad one time and say, yes, that's what I want. And those purchasers who just need to see the ad one time are really who make the entire thing very profitable for you. So that's really the secret with e-commerce. Like unless your product is great and delivers results, like yes, testimonials are helpful, okay? Especially for e-commerce, right? That's way more applicable to the average person. But I think just like business coaching testimonials where you're like, hey, I took this person on who already had a ton of experience and a ton of sales and I increased their sales by this much. Like it's not saying a lot for, so you running your coaching program for this offer that you've never sold before and don't even know if it's proven yet, like are gonna experience the same amount of success. Like they're just not, you know, the same company. And that's why it's like not really something that you should take to heart as like, those are gonna be my results. With e-commerce, right? If you're selling like, hey, here's this acne clearing solution and it worked well for this person, then yes, those are valuable. But if you can't run a dead simple ad campaign where with images, okay, this is the other reason why it's super easy. Do not do videos. It doesn't matter what company you are. Don't do videos. If you can't sell your product with a single image, then a video is not going to do anything different for you. And the fact that so many people think they have to do videos, and these kind of worked really well for coaches for a bit, it's just not necessary anymore. People are immune to it. They've seen it all. They're like, oh, this guy has the secret to my success and I just have to watch his free 1-hour webinar. Like they've just been through it before. There's nothing that you can do. Oh, wow, he's in a nice car. It doesn't work anymore. They don't care. Everyone has a nice car, even if they rented it just to shoot the videos. They don't want to see it. They're immune to it. So, and they're immune to knowing like, oh, wow, a free webinar with a free call at the end with a $5,000 program that I have to buy that day or I'll never see that price again. They've been through the funnel. So just spit it out. So Facebook advertising is now easy. As long as you have a great coaching program or a great product or a great service, all you need to do is literally just tell people what it does, what sets you apart, a guarantee if you have one, and what the price is. And you just put that in the ad. So if you want help doing this, book a call with me, or I'll just tell you the price. If you want, for coaches at least, all right? For coaches that want to run profitable Facebook ads, if you want to take me up on my warranted program, then this is what it is. You can buy like one-off calls and stuff like that, right? There's other ways that you can do this. If you want to book a free call with me and hear some other numbers, great. If you want the like guaranteed, you will have a lead generating machine and I will not stop working with you until that you have a positive ROI, like until your ad spend produces a ROAS of over 1, I will not stop working with you. It usually just takes 6 calls and some text messaging in between, right? I give you a lot of support, but basically it's $14.97. For $14.97, whatever kind of coach you are, if you are even like a personal trainer, like an in-person, it doesn't matter if you're local or if you're online, if you are a coach of any kind, I just worked with a herpes coach. I'm working with a triathlon coach. I am working with people who are soccer coaches. Okay, like it literally doesn't matter if you're any kind of course or consultant, course creator, consultant, any kind of coach in any capacity. For $14.97, we will do 6 calls together, and we will set up your ads, and we will run them together, and you'll be able to text me an unlimited amount in between the calls, too, for little questions that you have. And if they are not profitable by the end of it, because we are going to create a completely customized strategy for you based on me doing this for over 250 different businesses now, if they are not profitable at the end of the coaching program, I will keep doing weekly calls with you for free until they are. So if you want to take me up on that, then shoot me a DM and say, hey, I want to do it. You can just buy it at the link in my bio, in my Instagram. You can just say, cool, done, I'll do it. You can just go buy it. Or you can book a free call with me and you can say, just get some more info, okay? Like really no skin off my back if we talk for like 20, 30 minutes and you're like, yeah, I'm not ready yet. Because you can buy one-off coaching calls. You can buy like less of a program than the number I just said. So if you don't have that much, I do have some cheaper options. But just so you can know a price, right? Otherwise, you're just thinking it's so expensive. Like $14.97 isn't even that much compared to like what a lot of my competitors charge. And I think a lot of people get on a call with me. They're like, oh, I thought you were going to say $5,000. I'm like, yeah, that's what everyone else says. I've got a fair price for my programs and I'm keeping it that way. And that's really another secret to the advertising. In order to be price forward, you do have to have a pretty good deal for people. It does have to be, a clear win for them. So try that out and hope to speak with you on a phone call. And otherwise, make sure to check out my YouTube video for a ton of Facebook and Instagram live click-by-click tutorials. Appreciate you all. Talk to you later.